You're listening to KHS RadioCast, Voice of the Knights. We're your hosts, Gavin, Benji, and Ellie. And today we'll be talking about the school's TikTok stars. TikTok is a social media platform that's been exploding among this generation. There are about 1 billion users on TikTok right now. And as you can see, it is making a big impact on this world, not just on teens, but also on adults. What is it about TikTok that makes it so addicting? We are here with the biggest TikTok stars at our school, Duncan, also known as Karen. Just hit 1.3 million followers on TikTok and 70.9 million likes, and is consistently growing. Let's talk to him about his experience with TikTok. Now we have Anthony, who is also known as Tiny Phone Guy. He has about 166,000 followers and 5 million likes, and is also consistently growing.
Aloha, Duncan. Good to see you. Glad you could join us for this interview for KHS Radio. So we do have a few questions to ask of you. The first one that I'm thinking, so what types of viewers watch your TikToks, would you say? Like, what's your audience?
I would say my audience is, girls between the age of 12 and 17. I'd say that's a majority of it. And then, I know that 13% of my followers are boys. And I think the different characters I portray bring in different audiences. Like, Sims is kind of an older audience, and then Karen is a little more younger. So there's some different things that people like, and they bring different ages in. Hey, but that's specifically what it is.
I'm one of those 13%, though. I got you, brother.
Thank you, Benji.
Yeah, I like the shout out with your chicken nugget video. Oh, that was amazing, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
So speaking of Karen, like, I've noticed in some of your videos that you've acted as Karen in public. Like, have you ever gotten, like, judged for it? Or, like, has anybody talked to you about it before?
I know people are more confused. Also, I don't make it that big of a deal. Like, every time I've recorded this Karen in public, the 3 seconds of the video's recording is the only time I would have that wig on. Other than that, it's off.
Yeah.
And I just keep clear. I mean, I just recently did one at Rite Aid, and the general manager was trying every single way possible to, like, spy on me to see what the heck I was doing. He was, like, peeking through the windows in the back and, like, quote-unquote stalking, but looking at it was weird. I'd say that was the strangest interaction. He never talked to me, though, but I mean, I guess some weird looks.
That's so funny. That's so good.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of confidence, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that concludes our questions. So thank you for answering the questions that we had and taking your time.
Thank you so much. That was really fun.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Duncan. See ya.
Yes, okay, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also interviewed Will Poland to see how TikTok has impacted him and how he blew up.
What's up, Will? Good to see you. How you doing, brother?
Thank you. I'm doing amazing. Quarantine's been a little weird, but I'm doing great.
Okay, so our first question is, what made you, like, join TikTok, like, download it?
Yeah, so I downloaded TikTok. You know, I was kind of against TikTok at first. And then people were trying to send me videos of TikToks constantly, and I was like, I don't have this app. So I finally got the app, I finally got the app just to, like, view videos. I had no intention of making any videos, but I was just kind of tired of having to, like, not be able to see the videos that people were sending me.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But, yeah.
Okay. And how did you blow up on TikTok?
So, funny story. I was headed in from, I don't know when it was, maybe during lunch, and I was actually headed to Skeen's office to ask him a question, but I just decided to stop in the lounge for a second, and I saw that Anthony had a small little tiny phone he was holding, and I was like, huh, that's funny. I'm gonna send a video of it to my friends from a different school. So I had to save the video, and I had no intention of posting it on TikTok. So I just happened to be there. I just took a video of it. I sent it for my friends to a different school, and they all found it super funny. So I was like, maybe I'll just post it on TikTok. And then at the first like 24 hours, it got like 4,000 views. I was like, oh, that's chill. And then Halloween night is when it all went down.
Oh, that's crazy, dude.
As you can see, TikTok has impacted these young stars in different ways. People spend an average of 45 minutes per day on TikTok, which is a very large amount. What makes it such a large amount? What makes TikTok so addicting? We think it is because there is new content all the time. It is funny, but it's also interesting. It's basically a story in 1 minute, so one video doesn't take up much of your time. But then you keep swiping and swiping, and 1 minute turns into 30, and 30 into an hour. It becomes so addicting, it's unhealthy. Be aware of how much time you spend on TikTok and on social media in general. Follow us on our Instagram and Snapchat at KHSQuill, and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you can download. Thank you for listening.